I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD News for Rodoso and Lincoln County. U.S. Congressman Steve Pierce was in Lincoln County and Rodoso on Wednesday, making stops at the Capitan and Rodoso schools. And at both, he talked to students about the importance of the Constitution.
It's the foundation of the laws. It was just an agreement. We got an agreement.
So this basically is a contract between us, the people. Who's the people? Us, you and me, all of us.
Congressman, what impresses you about these students in these smaller communities?
Rural school districts just have such a closer communication with their kids. I'm always just really impressed, and I was very, very favorably touched by their questions today.
Now that you're giving up your congressional seat to run for governor of New Mexico, is improving the educational system one of your top priorities?
Absolutely. You're going to fix education, fix the economy. I'm going to tackle the poor right up. A lot of kids get the wrong start because the family just don't have resources. So we're going to tackle poverty, and then with all of those three, our crime is going to decrease. But we also take crime head on.
The village of Rodoso and the Rodoso Municipal School District are expected to ratify agreements concerning youth facilities at their next respective March meetings. Superintendent Dr. George Bicker tells us more.
Memorandum of understanding regarding facility sharing and usage for the village and the schools will come up for approval by both bodies, so we're excited about that.
With the passing of evangelist Billy Graham on Wednesday, we get reaction from Pastor Rick Hutchinson of the Angus Church of the Nazarene in Rodoso.
As a young man, I can remember hearing Billy Graham. I got to see him one time in person, and just an amazing man, you know, very charismatic in his character and in his personality, and a man who just gathered people to him, warm, inviting, never seemed to be, a person with a haughty attitude or spirit, just a man who was welcoming to every person that ever was around.
In charge of the news for Rodoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom A. Reese. I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD News, in charge of Rodoso and Lincoln County. Lynn Crawford, whose mayor pro tem title will be coming off after the March 6 elections, it's going to be an easy path to the mayor's office since he has no opponent, and neither of the four Village of Rodoso incumbents either. Crawford emphasized,
"Well, we want to keep the continuity of what we've got. We've got a tremendous amount of projects in line. The sewer relocation project, we've got a bunch of bridges, we've got water projects, the GO bond."
Crawford had served two terms as a Village of Rodoso counselor before announcing that he was running for mayor in January. At the Health and Wellness Fair at the Rodoso Middle School, I asked Food Service Director Andrea Lane.
Do the kids like this new menu that the Obama administration put in?
If you work really hard, they can. But for the most part, it is a challenge.
Okay. So can the Trump administration make cafeteria food great again?
I'm not going to answer that question.
The Village of Rodoso Fire Department responded to a structure fire in the Ulcho area late Tuesday afternoon, where a home was totally destroyed. Fire Chief Cody Thedford has more.
We had a structure fire over on 224 Venado. Units responded. We had high winds today. Mm-hmm. It's been dry. The flames got outside the structure in the grass. We had several departments and personnel on scene. We got it under control. About 4 hours later, there were no evacuations, no injuries to report at this time.
The cause of the blaze is now under investigation. High school hoops last night. Rodoso beats East Mountain at Warriors Gym. Gabe Dormey led all scorers with 18 points, including this bucket. Long pass up to Dormey. And Hilgen in there with the lay-in. Easy bucket. And from staff MTD meteorologist Ron Roberts.
74 degrees, dust in the village area today with wind gusts of 50 miles per hour.
So get ready to anchor down. In charge of the news for Rodoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom A. Reese.